This episode of Our Fair City is sponsored by Cards Against Humanity. They asked us not to read an ad. Please enjoy the show.
Tonight's broadcast is brought to you by the company you depend upon for all of your greatest needs, Heart Life. These stories are true dramatizations from Our Fair City's glorious history. So listen and remember, Heart Life, all the life you'll ever need.
For all things there is a time to be born and a time to die, a time to laugh and a time to cry, a time to work in an office for the good of Heart Life, and a time to work from home for the good of Heart Life. All things have their time, and that, dear listeners, includes the truth. Like the hardiest of moles, the truth will not stay buried, but will ever strive to dig its way out. A fact that one mole in particular has forgotten. We find that mole mistress of mistruths, Lomi, continuing to spin her web of deceit far beneath the tower in the hard-earned tunnels of the policies.
Support beams coming through!
Make sure those walls are properly shored up. We don't want anyone getting hurt. Lomi.
Levels 18 through 27 are flooded. We are ready for reinforcement and restoration as soon as we receive orders.
Good work, Schist. I'll relay the information to the people. I'm sure they'll send orders by the morning.
Yep.
Hello, Lomi.
Just a mo. Chet, we need those elevators up and running.
I know.
We still can't get the water pumps to the lower levels without them.
I said I'm working on it.
Sorry about that. Pete, hello.
Hello. I was hoping we could talk.
About the clinic? We've finished clearing out that space, yeah?
What? No, I mean, you have. The office of the people vet is perfect.
Not enough supplies, then? I can see what the salvage teams can scrounge up. They'll be a bit waterlogged, but...
No, it's all fine.
So... what did you need?
Nothing. I was just hoping we could talk.
About?
Just talk. Well, look, what are you doing tonight?
Well, there's all those new bodies to add to the maggot farm. Then I've got to check with the outer sentries for ant sign. And of course, I've got to receive tomorrow's orders from the people.
Or how about dinner?
Dinner?
With me. Tonight.
I guess if I push back doing repair inventory till tomorrow...
Great. Then I'll see you after shift.
All right.
Great. Great. I mean, hey, Ash, Ferris.
What was that about?
Oh, Pete wants to have dinner.
Ooh. You and Pete, huh? How long has that been going on?
What? No! Me and Pete. We're just gonna talk is all.
We're nearly 1 year olds, Lomi. We know what it means when two moles talk.
Psh, you two. I'm on my way to receive tomorrow's orders. Care to lend a claw?
Actually...
we've gotta go do a thing.
Yeah, a thing!
All right. See you later. They're just pulling me claws, those two are. Pete is being nice, is all. I'm sure he asks everyone to dinner. To talk? Just the two of us?
Doing.
Sandy, Clay, it's not what you think.
So you aren't printing your own orders and lying to everyone?
No! Well, yes, but it's not lying, not exactly. I'm just providing a little discreet guidance.
Clay?
Yeah, it's lying.
How did you two find out?
Oh, come on, Lomi. Suddenly the people just happen to be sending us the exact orders we need them to?
Plus, you and the mole pups have been working on your old printing press a lot. It doesn't take a Dr. Caligari to figure it out.
You're not going to tell anyone, are you?
No, but you should.
I can't. No, really. Look at all we've done. Pumping out the water, restoring the tunnels, creating the maggot farm. It never could have happened without the people.
What happens when they find out they've been disobeying orders?
Who says they will?
Woken dead, an ant invasion, the great flood, and a world without people? I'd say someone finding out you're fibbing is the most likely thing that'll have happened in a long time.
I thought you two would understand. You know about the farm. You know what the people are really like.
Don't try to put this on us. It's wrong, Lomi, and you know it. Otherwise, you would have told us.
What would you have me do?
You've got to tell everyone the truth.
I can't. If I do everything we've done, they'll just go back, don't you see? I have to keep going for all of us.
Neil Henderson would be ashamed of you, Lomi. Come on, Clay.
You understand, don't you, Clay? They'll come round. Once they see how much better things are, they'll be begging me for forgiveness, won't they? Then we'll see.
Lomi, come quick!
What is it? What's wrong?
You have to see this!
All right. All right, no need to push. Where are we going?
You'll see.
Won't she, Ferris?
Yeah.
I'm not sure I like the sound of that.
Oh, no. It's nothing bad. In fact, it's pretty great.
Really, really great.
Really, really, really great.
Not sure I like the sound of that either.
Here we are.
What is this?
We got the order while you were out.
The people decided to leave the tunnels to the moles.
And they've put you in charge, permanently.
What?
Here's the order. You are officially Queen of the Mole People. All hail the Mole Queen!
All hail the Mole Queen!
Mole Queen?
Yeah, you know, like the ants have.
We went back and forth, Queen or Director, Director, Queen, but Queen just sounds better, doesn't it? Mole Queen.
Come on, Lomi. Your mole people are waiting to receive their orders.
Me, fellow mole people.
One second. There you go. Now everyone in the tunnels will hear you too.
Fellow mole people, I am so very proud of all that you have accomplished in the last few days. These tunnels are looking better than they ever had because of your hard work, your labor. I can't accept this. I can't be your mole queen.
What are you doing?
Well, I have to.
But you have to be queen. You are ordered.
This is not a real order. None of these have been real. I've been printing them myself.
I lied.
We disobeyed orders.
We've got to put things right before the people find out.
Start collapsing tunnels.
Stop!
Start pumping the water back in.
Nice one, Clay.
I've been practicing.
Everyone stop where you are.
Sandy, Clay.
Stand aside, you two.
We've got tunnels to flood and collapse.
Yeah!
No!
Have it your way. Stampede forward!
Yeah. Yeah.
Get the mole queen.
And her sub-mole.
I'm with Pups.
You're with... Hold it, everyone.
Get her arm off.
I said stop!
Good lie, Sandy.
Who's lying?
But you...
Shame on you, Orphan Silty. Shame on all of you for destroying Heartlife property.
Why, I would never...
Mole Regulation 5. any and all tunnels dug by mole people become property of Heartlife to be managed at their discretion. Think about it for just a minute. Do you think the people want to come back to find their tunnels collapsed and underwater?
Well, no, but...
If they wanted us to help, they'd give us orders.
Unless they can't, they could be gone. Or dead. Or have really bad sore throats. I should have quit while I was ahead.
The people would never abandon their tunnels.
How do you know? Are you claiming to know what the people are thinking now, Orphan Silty?
No, of course not.
So why don't we fix the tunnels like we've always done?
Yeah, that way they'll be ready for the people when they come back.
If they come back.
What about her?
What about me?
You lied to us.
You betrayed us.
Yeah!
All right. Orphan Silty, I give myself up to your judgment. Punish me as you would.
Lomi, by the power vested in me as the oldest and most cantankerous mole person present, I hereby revoke your moldom. Please hold out your claw.
No, you can't!
Yeah, if you want to touch Lomi's claw, you'll have to go through me.
And me.
It's okay.
But Lomi...
I'll be fine. Don't you worry. Clay, Sandy, look after them for me.
We will.
I'm ready.
Prison Claw! Oh, don't worry. I'll be quick. With the blunting of your claw, I hereby banish you to live out your days among the people you pretended you were. Henceforth, and hitherto, amen.
Amen.
All right, everyone, let's get back to work. These tunnels ain't gonna fix themselves.
Lomi, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
It's all right, Sandy. The moles, you're working again. Thinking for yourselves. Making your own orders. It makes it all worthwhile.
Moles? Oh, thank the directors.
A person?
Oh, it's a person.
Help us.
You've got to help me. There's this giant meat thing chasing me.
Anything.
Give me claws. We're in order.
What do you need?
Okay.
Bollocks!
And so the lies of the traitorous former mole person Lomi have come to an end, as has the unnatural seclusion of the mole people. With the proper guidance of a real person like young Nathan Rourke, they will undoubtedly return to their traditional productive ways, for so is the way of things in Heartlife. Though trouble may rear its ugly head, though all hope may seem lost, you can trust that everyone's status will very shortly be quo, as the story of our fair city continues.
Loyal Policies, this is Heartlife NFP Executive Producer Jeffrey Gardner. Thank you so much for joining us for another episode of Our Fair City. If you'd like to help us keep making Our Fair City, you can help spread the word by rating and reviewing on iTunes or whatever podcasting service you're listening to us on. Please also consider making a pledge to our Patreon campaign at patreon.com/heartlifenfp. There, you can get great rewards like shoutouts on the air, Our Fair City ringtones, personalized Heartlife policy certificates, and more. Today, we'd like to give a special shoutout to one of our manager-level Patreon backers, Steve Diamond. Steve has been a huge, long-time supporter of our work, and we are so, so thankful for his backing and confidence. In recognition, Steve, your manager has been instructed to offer you the chance to leave your workstation for no more than 15 minutes each month during the next fiscal cycle. Thank you all for listening, and as always, we'll see you in the tunnels.